PPI Radio Awards 2012.
Category E1.
Music Presenter of the Year.
Dermot Whelan.
98 FM. Say stuff, this is the music.
Say stuff, this is the music.
Say stuff, this is the music.
Right. The way this works is Dermot says stuff that suits the music, hence the name of the bit.
I haven't heard these pieces of music before, so it may fall flat in its face.
That's the funny bit. You ready?
Right, go.
There's a caramel that's made in Bourneville, Tennessee. It's made from delicious honey, stacks of peanuts, and a tiny melted wasp called Phil. Far away, there was a tower. In the tower was a girl who had never seen the sun. Now, her chance had come because Nana had repossessed the tower.
If it's clothes you're looking for, if it's a good time, then why not mix the two of them? Clothes Nightclub on the Long Mile Road. Selling you quiet clubber for cheap prices and the hottest dance tunes. There's no need to get religion in a church. Just get it in a packet of sweets. Father Andrew Casey's Krispy Kreme Sweets. Just open the pack and get each chocolate labelled with something from the Bible. They're delicious and spiritual. Buy them now at 3 The Grove, Clonshock.
This week, we're totally relaxing all the prices. All farm machinery, like tractors and slurry spreaders. Only €22, man. Get down to reggae farm machinery.
In the town of San Crans, the family can visit the old city walls. Built by San Pedro de Juantel in 1565, they still bear the scars of the Great War of Ching Chong.
Something wrong with that submarine. It keeps going backwards and forwards. Submarines aren't supposed to do that. Bring it up on the scanner.
When I was 5, my mommy taught me to play the flute. I wasn't very good. But you can read all about my experiences in the Sunday Times crap instruments section. It's a 25-page pullout on children that are really crap at instruments. This Sunday in the Sunday Times.
Dermot and Dave.
98 FM.
Can't Say I'm Forever on 98 FM with Dermot and Dave. Do you know it wasn't the original title of the song?
What was it?
He wanted to write a song with things that are impossible, so he ended up with that one, but you can't breathe air on Pluto.
That's true.
One of them. And
that's
then you
true.
Can't make glue from airports. He decided the last minute didn't go with it. So did the Can't Stay Young bit. But that's also impossible. So well done, Brezzy.
Yeah, he's a smart boy. Mm. And tall and handsome.
You can't smell toast in Bedford was another one. But that was actually partially true.
Friends.
Minutes, of course. And I have a 5-year-old, Dave.
I do.
And he's at that kind of weird point where he's picking up words and he doesn't know whether they're good words or bad words. He just uses them anyway.
Here's his mother and father using all manner of words all around the time. Yeah, but go on.
Well, at the weekend, he was down with his granny in County Kildare. She took him to the local swimming pool. So they were having great fun together. Then he emerged at the far end of the pool and she looked up and said, "What are you doing?" And he stood up on the edge of the pool and put his hands up and shouted, "Come and get me, you knobhead."
Are you five slabs of ice cream? Ladies and gentlemen, it is, of course, 10 to 5, which can only mean one thing on a Monday. US Silly Sports with Chug Stenton.
LeBron James shoots on a 500-meter cutback. Pittsburgh on the up, and then they go in, and then it's there for the Pittsburgh Rancheros. They got it in 5. Ding, ding. And Chicho is down in the 4th round of the big bike. Yeah.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, live aboard 98FM's Big Red, it's Chug Stenson.
Amazing place, Dave and Dermot. I've never been on this bus before. I'm so happy to be here. It's movie's at.
When are they going to finish the rest of the sentence?
Well, that's the thing, you see. It means that they can move around the world and be movies at Swords, movies at Dundrum, movies at Kathmandu, wherever, you know, it takes
movies
them.
At Kathmandu, great theatre.
Oh, and
amazing.
You should taste the chili peas they've got instead of popcorn.
The local train goes right through the cinema.
Absolutely. Cinema. Fantastic.
Anyway, guys, great sporting weekend.
It certainly was.
Catch rugby there, Dave?
I actually did, yes. I watched the rugby with my son, Andrew. It was the first time he paid enough attention to actually ask me questions about it. He's only two, but he seemed to enjoy it.
That's great. He's got the same mental capacity as most of the team after getting bashed on the head so many times. Fair play to Ireland, though. Beating Scotland. Great score. Great game. But the big news today is about Brian O'Driscoll.
Oh.
Brian O'Driscoll is to get a Lego shoulder. He's plagued by shoulder injuries for most of his career. Yeah. He's now teamed up with toy giants Lego, and he will have the joint reconstructed from leftover stock from their Star Wars range. Very exciting news. Captain Declan Kidney said to be delighted with the news, although doctors have admitted that the procedure will probably kill him. To golf, and Rory McIlroy has been arrested for attacking...
Sorry, who's he?
Rory McIlroy.
Oh, that guy.
Rory McIlroy. You know the guy. Curly hair, small guy.
Yep.
Looks like Hobbit.
Yeah, going out with Carolyn Wozniacki.
No, it's Naki. That's right. Well, he's been arrested, Dave, for attacking spectators with blue tack.
What?
The 8-year-old world number one shocked fans when he ran at women and children trying to put blue tack in their hair and clothes. McIlroy was thrown to the ground by security, and then he started crying. A bystander was heard to shout from the crowd, "Marion, Marion, is my phone in your handbag?" This was related to a separate incident. Finally, to cycling, and overweight men in their 40s have been banned from cycling for good.
Good.
Dublin City Council says men having a midlife crisis must choose another sport. The council complained at a press conference today that men buy all the expensive gear but are still crap at cycling and are a danger to themselves and other road users. Labour councillor Tommy Ryan from East Wall, Dave, stood up and said they wheeze too much and they look like they've been vacuum packed. They're a disgrace. For US Silly Sports, I'm Chuck Stenson. Will you have another rasher?
Yeah, any text that comes in today, I was saying a few moments ago, is it possible to walk into any room and say say Jason Derulo without someone singing back
Jason Derulo?
Well, I didn't have to go far. I walked to the first office I could find. This is what happened.
Jason Derulo.
That's one out of one. Try it in your own workplace. Try it with your friends. It's so much fun.
Here's the gossip.
98FM's Hot Gossip.
Westlife and 98FM, beautiful tonight. I'm sure that's what everyone says about Jean Byrne every night they see her on the television reading out the weather.
They were certainly saying it last night, had a lot of men hot under the collar because, you know, she always likes to dress quite racily, Jean Byrne.
She does, yeah.
However, I think it was her greatest outfit of all time last night. A very, very tight, leave nothing to the imagination, red leather blouse S&M thing.
Which is perfect for reading the weather, in fairness, on RT1's 9 o'clock news.
Well, I think hats off to her. In fact, it's all ready to go, Dave, isn't it?
Yeah.
Here we go, 98FM.
Good evening. Well, it's a mostly dry, settled week ahead. Not always sunny, though. There will be some clouds, and it might be just bring it
a son of the remote with my big fat bum, and it turned on the news on RTE1. There was nothing but death, destruction and depression, and Brian Dobson and his endless recession. But then my world had turned upside down when they said their forecast was coming round. Here's Jean Byrne from Met Aaron, he said, and she shone from the screen all sexy and red. The Gigi, she reads the weather. The Gigi, wearing leather. The Gigi, you're my Celsius star. I'm gonna take you for a drink in an ISO bar.
Now, not a lot of change really from Friday into the weekend. The high will tend to drift further though to the north and west.
Whisper in my ear that it's gonna rain while you hit me with your whips and chains. I see you on the telly and say, holy moly, got a real warm front and it's rising slowly. The Gigi, she reads the weather. Gigi, all dressed in leather. The sexy clothes are made to to measure. Genie, you give me such high pressure. Say goodnight, Genie. Go.
That's all from me. Good evening.
Dermot and Dave
on 98 FM.
Don't be doing that. 98 FM, it's 5:15 on a Monday. That means Mary Temple Barr is in, but she's not in because I think she's still in LA, but she's definitely on the phone. Mary!
How's it going, Dave?
What's the crack? Well, you didn't make it back for us.
No, I'm at a party. Sorry, it's an Elton John's after party.
Oh, nice.
I thought it was mad here, but it's a lot safer than that hospital where people are going around elbowing elderly people.
I know, it's a little bit uncalled for, I would have thought.
But listen, absolutely crazy here, crazy.
So were you at the Oscars or did you just go to the viewing party?
We were at the Oscars, got lamped out of it, and now we're back. Elton's like, come on, everyone back to my house. And but then I didn't really know where I was, so I got attacked by his guard dogs on the way in, but eventually made it in when I kicked down one of his screen doors. So oh, here now, it's gas crack.
Right, and you were definitely invited, yeah?
Absolutely. Posh and Bex were here earlier, so we were high-fiving all over the place. They brought the kids along.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, it's very nice. They were sitting down, and Bex was just chilling on some cocktail sausages, and the kids were having some jelly. It turned out there was vodka in the jelly, so they left in an ambulance about 20 minutes ago.
Hopefully they're all okay. Poor Romeo, Cruz, Brooklyn, and Harper. What's going on with the music? It's really loud.
Oh, sorry, yeah. It's just Ellen. Ellen, it turns out, yeah.
Hello, Mary.
Yes, Elton. Sir Elton.
Would you like to play Twister again?
No, because every time we play, you keep sitting on my face. I'm not playing it with you. Think of his Twister. Whatever the colour, he just keeps sitting on your face.
That's Elton for you.
Absolutely, guys. We're lashing into the Trivial Pursuit here now, Dermot and Dave.
Oh, that's nice. That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah, it's going great. Although I'm paired up with Reese Witherspoon and she's rubbish at it.
Oh, no.
Absolutely rubbish at it. She's going to ask the pink question. You know the pink one?
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Name the two movies that you were in. She can think of Legally Blonde too, but she can't think of the other one. She's useless.
Mary, you poor thing.
Are you coming over?
It's a bit far, to be honest with you, this hour of the night. I'll probably stay put, if that's okay with you. Like,
she's too come for the crack.
Yeah, well, if it's party still going on tomorrow, maybe I'll make the trip.
Colin Farrell gave us all M&Ms, and none of us can go to sleep for some reason.
I thought he was past all that. Anyway, oh, Mary, what's going on there? Who's that? Who's that?
Oh, jeez, I'm going to have to go.
Go on, who is it?
That's Nicolas Cage.
What happened?
He's playing Trivial Pursuit. He just found his career in one of the history questions. I'm going to have to go. I'll see you
then, David. 98 FM with Dermot and Dave.
Dermot's Tech Hot on 98 FM.
Brought to you by Technospan. The future in kinetic Autobots.
Where are Technospan based again?
Clanbrassil Street.
Clanbrassil, that's right, yeah. That industrial hub, that's where they're based. Right, well...
It's an IT hub.
Dermot, you get out and bring in the review man.
Well, it's still me. It's just when I deal with technology, I get taken over by this man because he knows more.
Well, let's do it, man.
Hello, Dermot and Dave and all your listeners. Time now for the iPad 3. As usual, the release of the latest Apple product is surrounded in mystery, secrecy and rumour, much like a post-Debs visit to an STD clinic. But today, details of the iPad 3 were unveiled in a San Francisco car showroom called Toddy's Place. So, what's the deal, tech fans? Well, there are major improvements in the quality of the screen. 55 grade vision denseners have been added, pulling on the user's retina and literally using the human eye as a windmill for higher resolution. It has to be seen to be bereaved. Then there's the new touch app technology. Each device is fitted with a Kilmerian Air diode, which traps light at the speed of sound inside the app, thus giving the user a sense of extreme nervousness and guilt. The camera has improved as well. Biometrically, that is. Common pixels have been replaced with laser-enforced catheters, which direct picture capability into a completely new front. Amazing. New features? Well, the iPad 3 will come with a carbon fiber shoulder strap, glazed in Helsonic temp nodes. Recognize the name? Yes,
They're the same ones you'll find on an Apollo moon buggy or inside a speed bullet. Apple say the strap will come in three fitting sizes: adult, child, and fetus. Very stylish indeed. But what about the Reddies, the Moolah, the 123? Well, Apple distributors Computotop Screenworld PC say the cost of an iPad 3 could top $1,200 during working hours, but they see it dropping to €8 between midnight and 6 a.m, which must be good news for late-night bus drivers and woolly owls. So, there you go, Apple's latest tech giant. But be careful when you ask for it in a shop over the coming weeks, as its name has changed to the Apple iPad HD, and there's no prizes for guessing what the HD stands for. That's right, Steve Jobs. That's all from me. Download you later.